نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. الحمد لله. Today one of the surahs that we read was, for example, the Surah Muhammad, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off very beautifully by saying that أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله أضل أعمالهم. And Allah is teaching us also a very important thing, that people that disbelieve have a pattern, and the pattern is to stop you from Allah. You and I must not become like those people that stop other Muslims from doing good things. Many times it appears that Muslims stop Muslims from doing good things more than non-Muslims stopping Muslims. And this is a disease that we have within ourselves. If I don't like you, then I must tell my wife, make sure you don't talk to so-and-so. And if so-and-so's kids are doing good things, I must tell my children, I must tell my wife, you go tell their wife and their children. These are the games, unfortunately, our people play. Understand, play that game if you want, but this ayah will come against you. And once an ayah comes against you, your life is finished. Because Allah is against you. And this is something that I've noticed amongst many, many people. We have a very, very simple mindset regarding this. If I don't like him, I must not like his masjid, I must not like his people, and he just carries on and on. So Allah is saying, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah will destroy. Allah will not reward in the akhirah. Allah will destroy the actions of those individuals that commit kufr, number one. And Allah will destroy the actions of those individuals that prevent people from going in His pathway. Whatever that pathway is, could be helping people to give zakah, you stop. Going to the masjid, you stop. Learning Quran, you stop. Going to the hospital, you stop. Going for hajj, you stop. You have all these various pathways you stop people. Allah says, understand one thing. When you do this, then you are going to hurt yourself and many of those around. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. And as for those individuals that have iman, so what Allah is saying, one of the signs of iman is they won't do what we already said you should not do, and at the same time they also do good deeds, and they also follow and accept what has been revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is, of course, the Quran says here very beautiful, وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. It is because it is the truth from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as far as كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيَّاتِ مَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ, Allah will cancel, Allah will wipe out, Allah will blot out their sins and rectify their affairs. That means those that do right things, gradually Allah will turn your negative into positive. And by on the other hand, if you wish to do wrong things, then you are going to hurt yourself, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. Thereafter Allah gives advice also, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. O you who have iman, if you assist, that means in the propagation of deen, in helping people do good things, in getting people on the right track, إِنْ تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُكُمْ, then Allah will definitely by all means help you. And وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ, and Allah will not only help you and assist you, but Allah will keep your feet very firm on that which is, of course, driven towards good. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the world. He says, as far as this worldly life is concerned, and we mentioned this before, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ. As far as this life is concerned, it is a mere form of play and amusement. That's exactly what this world is. What is this world? What car you got? Where you're living? How's your business doing? How much money you're making? How much money you're losing? How much money you're sending here? How much money you're sending there? That's mostly your life. How much jewelry you give your wife? 20 years later, she tells you, you gave me very little because the other girl that got married last week, she got more than me and she has less beauty than me. It's all a play. That's what Allah is saying. La'ibu wala. It's all dialogue for having fun. So-and-so has this, so-and-so does not have that. So-and-so must get this, so-and-so must not get that. Allah says, وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا يُؤْتِكُمْ أُجُورَكُمْ وَلَا يَسْأَلْكُمْ أَمْوَالَكُمْ. As far as Allah is concerned, He says, if you have iman, that means you believe in Allah Rasulullah in the proper way, and also you have taqwa, you do the right thing at the right time, in the right manner, Allah says, He will grant you a lot of rewards. So let go of your game playing and strategizing in all these useless things. And Allah is saying, I'm not asking you for anything. I'm not asking you for your wealth. I'm not asking you for anything in return. You do the right thing. I will give you. And I will give you in this world as well as in the hereafter. Thereafter Allah says, إِيَسْأَلْكُمُوهَا فَيُحْفِكُمْ تَبْخَلُوا وَيَخْرُجْ أَضْغَانَكُمْ. If Allah had to ask you for your wealth, and Allah had to demand your wealth from you, for example, a higher level of sadaqah, a higher level of zakah, a higher level of this, and five hajj instead of one hajj in a lifetime, making sure that all your money will be given towards your parents. Except if Allah wanted to make it difficult, Allah could have. And Allah says, if I had done that, you would have become a miser anyway. That's what Allah is saying. Allah has set so little criteria for you and I, and we cannot give. Imagine if Allah set the criteria higher. Allah says, I'm telling you from now, فَيُحْفِكُمْ تَبْخَلُوا وَيُخْرِجْ أَضْغَانَكُمْ, that you will become miserly, you'll become stingy, you'll become selfish, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He would have exposed your miserliness to everyone. So my brothers, and your dissatisfaction to everyone will also be exposed. So Allah is telling us, whatever I have done for you, I'm actually doing it for your benefit. So don't act more generous than you are. Don't try to act bigger than what you are. Because if I held you accountable to that level, then let me tell you, Allah says, you will not only not able to keep up, you will not keep up, and also have exposed thereafter your selfishness and your dissatisfaction towards my ways. So Allah is saying, I know you better than you. Now you start learning about yourself and understand who I am. I am your Allah, and understand me for what I am in the proper way. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ha antum haula tud'una litunfiqu fi sabilillah, that behold, understand full well, you Muslims, you people of faith, are the very ones who are being called upon to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly saying thereafter, and if you don't want to spend in my pathway, now what is the pathway of Allah? There are many. Spending on your wife, spending on your children, spending on your parents, helping our poor, giving zakah, helping out in the various Islamic causes. Understand, your money is not going to waste. Your money is not going to waste. In fact, there was one fellow, well, I will keep that example, inshallah, there's no time for that. But suffice to say, the Quran says, فَمِنْكُمْ مَيَبْخَلْ, if you choose to be a bakhil and a miser, وَمَيَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِ, then your selfishness is not towards Allah as much as it is going to hinder yourself. Why? وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. As far as Allah is concerned, He is very, very independent. He is wealthy. He has everything. And He doesn't need a single thing from you and I. Therefore, the more you give, inshallah, the more you will get. And the more you refuse to give to your family, to whoever, education, etc., etc., then in reality, you're going to hurt yourself. Thereafter, Mawlana read a very good part. And I'll just say one thing from this part. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ. O you have iman, refrain from excessive assumptions. What you don't know, you don't know, and keep it as you not knowing. Don't say, because he was walking like that, I thought that, and therefore it is this. It doesn't work like that. Because I saw her putting lipstick after she came out of a house, I know she's up to something. She just didn't have time to put the lipstick in the house. That doesn't mean that she's going to fall around with someone because she put lipstick out of the house. Allah is saying, stay away from this. Just because you saw that poor guy wearing some weird type of clothing, you don't say, I know now, behind his father's back, his father went overseas, I know. There's no need for all that. Don't waste your energy in all these negative things. Quran is saying, ijtanibu, refrain. But yo, save yourself from what? Ijtanibu kathira min adhan. Save yourself from all these excessive assumptions. What you don't know, you don't know. And I will go one step further by saying, based on Quran, and what you do know is also should be considered false at times if you don't have enough witnesses. For example, if I didn't see Brother Ali stealing this bottle of water, or if I saw him stealing it, but I don't have any proof, then keep my mouth shut. Because if I'm going to say he stole this, the judge will say, where's your witness? If I don't bring the witness, I get punished. So have a higher level of criterion for yourself. Don't just say, well, I saw it. Because the follow-up is, did I have proof? And what do you say? Allah is my proof. What do you think? He's not going to say Allah is proof. Or do you believe in Allah and he doesn't believe in Allah? So he believes in Allah, you believe in Allah. Both of you believe in Allah. You don't have the witnesses, back off. That's what the Quran is saying. Because otherwise you're going to get involved in such mess up things. It's going to mess you up. It's going to mess your family up. You're going to go home. You're going to talk about somebody else. And that poor guy you're talking about is sleeping. He's getting his sins forgiven. And you are making your Jahannam bigger. So the Quran says, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن.
Inna ba'da dhanni ithm. Because most of that evil thoughts is ithm. It is pure, blatant sin. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَخْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is saying, and there is no need to spy, there is no need to go and see now, I'm going to get the information, and you spend your hours and hours spending this guy behind that person, and sending that guy behind that person, that's not worth it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says thereafter, and as far as backbiting is concerned, that too you should stay away from. Why? أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَيَّاكُمْ لَرَحْمِ أَخِيمِ فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Do you want to really eat the flesh of your fellow Muslim brother, your fellow Muslim sister? Indeed not. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Fear Allah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Fear Allah. Do the right thing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَابَ الرَّحِيمِ. As far as Allah is concerned, inshallah, if you put these behaviors right, why Allah will not forgive you? Definitely He will forgive you and I. May Allah help us and guide us at all times. وَاخَذَ عَوَانِ نَحْمَدَ رَبَّ